Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Michael Olesen. He's the MD at Logisyn Advisors based in Chicago, USA. First and foremost, Michael, welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Good to see you again.
Likewise. We are, after all, from the same country, so it's always good to be a countryman, you know.
Yeah.
As I always do with my interviewees, or accused, as I sometimes call them, I allow them a chance to elaborate a little bit on their career leading up to their current position. How come you are not only in Chicago, but also ended up in Logisyn, and what's your background, actually?
Yeah, so a bit of a long story, so I'll try to give you sort of the shorter version here. So, so my background is in logistics and freight forwarding.
Mm-hmm.
Started back in 1991 with a company called Samson Transport that some of the viewers might remember. It was actually a great company. And I was transferred for that company from Denmark to the US in 97
mm-hmm.
on a 3-year contract. And that's almost 30 years ago. So I'm still here in the US. So I'd like to tell people that I'm still saving up for the ticket home.
Yeah, that could be.
So Samson Transport then became part of what is today DSV. I was out of the industry for a couple of years doing furniture, as a Danish person in the US must do for a little while.
Yeah.
Missed the industry, went back into the industry and worked for a company called Lehman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Helped set the...
Lehman without the H, right?
Without the H, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, for a while, it was important for us to emphasize that.
I could imagine.
But great company to work for. Worked for them for 15 years. Helped them set up the East Coast and helped them set up the project division in Houston and other things. And eventually took over as the CEO of that company in the U.S., and did that for a number of years. I then parted with Lehman in 2017. While I was the CEO of Lehman, as part of our growth strategy, we wanted to do acquisitions.
Oh, yeah.
So I had actually hired, so we had looked for a company that could help us with that. And the one we ended up with was Logisyn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And after I left Lehman, I stayed in contact with Logisyn, and I was doing sort of a freelance kind of thing with M&A, and M&A had always fascinated me, and I really wanted to do more in that space. So I brought in some buyers from overseas for deals that Logisyn was working on, and basically stayed in contact with them over the next few years there. And then in 2020, they had sort of restructured the company with three partners, one being Chris Ahrens, who was one of the two original founders of CargoWise.
Oh, yeah.
And Jan Raymond, who's been in the industry for 50 plus years and was behind Fritz Companies, building that up from a small customs broker with doing, I think, about 80 acquisitions and eventually selling the whole thing to UPS, which is today UPS Supply Chain. And the third partner is Ron Lenz, who was part of building up Ryder Logistics. So,
yeah.
So I knew all three of them, and especially Chris, who's here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2020, they had, as I mentioned, restructured the company and the idea of building the premier global M&A company for logistics. And they thought it would be a great idea for me to join them. And that was a very easy decision.
Sorry, I interrupt here. Just a quick question for many of our viewers. Now we say M&A, and you're used to that, but we may have some laymen around that are not really familiar with M&A, something they hear on a movie or something like that. But
yeah.
Merger and acquisitions, can you explain? You can represent both sides then, a seller or a buyer, or can you, but you can only represent one of them, I guess, or how does it work?
Yes, and you're correct. We can only represent one. But we do represent both sellers and buyers. So it's basically business owners, CEOs that have a strategy that they either want to exit for whatever reason that might be, or companies that want to grow, through acquiring other companies. So those are the two sides. So we have the sell side and the buy side.
So of course, I suppose if somebody wants to expand and don't have time to develop own staffs and placing them everywhere and waiting, it's a lot faster to buy an existing company who might be willing to sell.
Yeah, exactly. So you can say organic growth is slow, right? It can be painstakingly slow. Whereas, if you do the right acquisitions, that can really put your growth on steroids.
Yes.
And so that's what we do. So they come to us because, we have because we come from the industry. That's really what differentiates us as an M&A advisor. We all come from the industry, so we have a really large network.
Yeah.
When we work with buyers, they will give us the criteria for what they're looking for, whether it's geographic or a certain niche or whatever it might be, and then that's what we go and look for, and help them find those companies.
And your headquarter is in Chicago, and you have branch offices, or how are you represented around the globe, in these days?
Yeah, so we are formally our head office is in Chicago, but most of us, work from home because we are spread out throughout the country, and we now also have boots on the ground. So we have been a global company, since the beginning, but we now have people in Europe also. We have three people over there now, and next step will be also to have people on the ground in Asia. So I think we're up to almost 25 people now. So we've grown quite a bit.
That's quite an impressive development,
And
hasn't
we still feel this is just the beginning for us.
it? Yeah, but
We're
maybe.
having fun.
Well, let's put it this way: we all grow older, and there will always be people who want to exit sooner or later. So
That is true.
there is a market for you there.
Absolutely.
And how do you? I'm just speaking out of my mind here, and I think for many viewers too. What does that cost? It all boils down. What do you? Of course, you cannot say it in detail. Is it based on how big the company is? Is there a fee for the successful fee or finder's fee, or how does it work?
Yeah, so the model is that so we get basically a success fee, right? So we our interests are completely aligned with our clients, from beginning to end. So whatever company is whatever the transaction value is, we get a percentage of that, and that's how we make a living. And then we have while we do the work, we have a small retainer, which is just basically for our clients also to have some skin in the game and for us to keep the lights on. But really, where it's not what we make our money on. We make our money on the success fee.
Yes, on the deal
The better
itself.
we do for our clients, the better we do for ourselves.
No, but that's that is a good recipe for success. How would you say, you mentioned you are from the industry, and of course that makes sense when you logistics, that you know actually what you're talking about. So I suppose many of your competitors out there, because I'm sure you have a lot of those, a lot of them are doing any kind of merger and acquisition. They are not really logistics focused. They could be pharmaceuticals or something else, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's our main differentiator, right? And that's why I think also we are so successful because we come from the industry. We only focus on logistics and logistics technology, and we speak our clients' language, right? They don't need to educate us on what they do. We know what they do, and then we have the network. So like you said, so other companies might be doing what we do, but if they're in many different industries, they're not as in depth in logistics as we are, and that's really what makes a difference.
I could imagine that what we say is the jack of all trades, but the master of none. And yeah,
Yeah, kind of like that.
you stick to what you're good at. I think that's a smart move. Even I suppose sometimes, oh, this good deal passes us by here. We should have done that. But then on the other hand, over time, you will win because you know what you do.
Yeah, I think so. And the industry is interesting. It's still very fragmented, and there's just a massive consolidation going on. So I don't think we'll be out of work for foreseeable future, at least.
Definitely not. Now you mentioned the market. You've been in the game for several years. How do you say a lot of things are going on now Is it so that people want to grow? I mean, we see the shipping lines now trying to become forwarders too, because they have massive profits from the corona and whatnot. Or how do you see, is the market stronger for you now than it ever was? I guess so, with 25 people now.
It's a strong market. We see a lot of activity. So I think this year so far, we've already closed five deals.
Okay.
And we definitely see a lot of interest in for companies that want to. There's a shift in the industry, right? So the bigger players are getting bigger, right?
Yeah.
And it creates a little bit of a challenge for many of the smaller companies. So
Yeah.
some of them are looking to be part of something bigger,
Yeah.
which can be interesting. Some of them are, just like you mentioned, some of them are getting older, like we are, right? And want to retire. And if they don't have a success, somebody to take over, then at some point they are looking at, how do we exit?
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see how the industry is shaping up now. And then you have technology coming in also with AI that everybody's talking about. Nobody really knows what it's going to mean, but we've only just seen the beginning of that, right? So I just heard somebody said the other day that with AI, it's right now it's the slowest it's ever going to be. It's the most expensive it's ever going to be. It's only going to get, cheaper, faster, and better as we go forward. So what that's going to do to the industry, we don't know yet. I think it's going to be mainly a tool. It'll continue to be a people industry and people business. That's what we see. But it can certainly help with a lot of the mundane tasks and stuff like that.
For sure. How do you see it? Can you put like the five deals you've made? I don't know whether that's trade secrets or whatnot, but can you see anything from a geographical point of view? Is it Asia buying in Europe or Europe buying in America, or how is it anyone anywhere?
It's a little bit of everything. So we had, I think the last one we closed was a US deal. So that was Transcon selling to Radiant.
Okay.
And then we had JF Moran that sold to OIA. That was also a US deal. We had ITN that sold to Scan Global Logistics. You
Of
know
course,
those
I know them
well,
both.
companies
Yes.
as well. Yeah. So that was a European company buying, a Canadian company there.
Yeah.
Then we had Underlane Shipping that bought Coppersmith, so an Asian player there, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of everything.
So, and I think you mentioned that you're planning to have boots on the ground in Asia. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, you have the world's two largest economies and at loggerheads on and off with each other. And of course, you need a presence there, I suppose, because a lot of money is available in Asia. They own most of our debts, I guess. So,
True.
what are your how far are your plans setting up Logisyn in Asia at the moment?
Well, we have partners, so we work with a lot of partners all over
Okay.
the world, right? So, but having our own people there, I would imagine that that's going to happen next year.
Okay, cool. That's really
So
good.
fairly soon.
Okay, so when you say you work with partners, is that other companies that kind of feed you with information, or how would you define a partner until you're there with your own boots on the ground?
Yeah, it can sometimes be partners, companies that are friendly competitors or companies that do what we do and represent the other side
Okay.
of the equation, or we have a lot of people that are also kind of feeding deals into us. If they don't, do what we do, then they might have a lot of connections in the industry,
Yeah.
and people that come to them and ask, how should I go about selling my company? And
Right.
then they refer them to us.
Yeah. No, but it's a little bit like how you joined our network of forwarders in CLC, that for you to get better packs, you join us.
So we are a member of a lot of different organizations.
Exactly.
CLC is one. We are very, very happy to be a member there.
Okay.
We're a member of WCA. I
Of
think we're
course,
actually
the biggest one, yeah.
the only one that they actually formally, recommend as an M&A advisor.
Okay.
So yeah, so being a part of those networks is helping us a lot too.
Yeah, but it's not what you know, it's who you know. Is but and I hope AI or not, it'll continue like that, because otherwise we might be out of a job.
Yeah.
Of course, it has. I have to ask you, based in the USA, world trade also has a bearing on mergers and acquisitions. Of course, if people are scared, they are not going to sell or buy or whatever. How do you see, from your standpoint, buyers and sellers, you sit in the US, all the news focusing on Trump nowadays. How do you see the future market for you? Are you worried that all this will impact you, or is it just a storm in a glass of water for the moment?
Well, there is for sure a lot of noise, right? And probably also sometimes it's getting blown a little bit out of proportion.
Yes,
So
I think so.
there is some uncertainty right now, and of course uncertainty is never good for the industry in general. But I also think that we're probably going to see a lot of countries now sort of coming to the table, right? So now we're seeing all these tariffs being implemented, and I would expect that we will see the other side, the other countries that are going to be impacted by this, coming to the negotiation table and trying to work something out, because reciprocal tariffs is not necessarily the best way forward. So
No.
I would not be surprised if we see maybe more free trade agreements between certain countries and certain areas.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. So let's see. And I don't think this is going to be a long-term thing. I think it's going to be relatively short-lived, at least for the most part, because people want to get this over with. And the good thing is that our industry is extremely resilient, right? So logistics people, they deal with these things, and if there's always something going on in the industry, if it's not tariffs, it's pandemic, or wars going on, or a ship that's stuck in a channel somewhere. There's always something, right? So the
Yes.
new normal is almost as there's always disruption to some extent.
That's right. I heard actually some guy saying during a lunch I had the other day that actually ship owners don't want to admit it, but they hope the Houthis will keep on firing rockets because they earn much more when they have to sail around Africa.
They do. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, but
And
we'll
if they open up, there's going to be a lot of backlog in Europe, that's for sure.
Oh,
But
yeah, and a lot of empty tonnage for sure. But
yeah.
of course, bad news sells. We all know the medias. They sell big scare headlines and panic, So well said. How would you, if I was, which I am in a way, an owner of a company, and I want to sell it off to somebody else, then I simply send you an email, or how does it work? Do I need a referral, or it's just to contact you? Right.
Yeah, you basically just contact us, and then we will have a discussion, right? So it's all about aligning expectations also. So we want to make sure that what you want to do is something that we can actually help you with,
I am.
and that we are aligned on expectations. So thankfully, I would say most of the business owners and CEOs that we work with, they're very realistic. They're super smart people. They have built great companies,
Yeah.
and it's such a pleasure working with them. And they know, what the market is like. They know what's realistic, and that's all about having these realistic expectations.
Yeah. Would there be an instance, for example, Michael, where you say, no, we cannot, or some, there must be some tricky guys also who just want to make a quick buck, and you can see that they're
Yeah.
serious. I suppose you would say no straight away then, right?
Yeah,
Or
it happens for sure. And or maybe it's timing, because timing is everything, right? So
no.
it certainly happens where we say, okay, if that's the valuation you're looking for, then either you got to build some more, you got to wait for certain things to change, or whatever it might be. So if we don't feel that, so we look a lot at certainty of close, right? We don't want to take a deal on that's going to get stuck or going to die at some point, along the way, because
Yeah.
then we're just wasting everybody's time. So we look at certainty of close. So we want to be aligned from the beginning,
Yeah.
and with realistic expectations. And of course, if we can exceed those, which we have fortunately been good at, that's great, right? And so we don't really consider a deal a success unless we get a, five-star review from our client.
No, and you are not taking every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. I mean, you also can say no. I mean, there's also
Listen, like,
value of keeping up your reputation, so to speak, I guess.
yeah, absolutely. So we are quite selective,
Yeah.
definitely. So, but also willing to give advice, right? So if companies feel like, okay, we want to do an exit, but maybe not now, maybe in 2 years or 5 years,
Yeah.
we're very happy to have a talk with them and help them sort of lay that plan and strategy for how they get to the point where they can exit.
So you can also plant a seed, and then when they
Absolutely.
mature, then they come back to you, and then you can.
Absolutely. We do that a lot in both regular, logistics, and also on the technology side.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Are there any, for example, this ITN Scan Global that you mentioned? Sometimes companies take over others. There's some regulatory things involved. How does that work? Is that something you are helping buyers or sellers with to apply for? Or tell me, how does that work?
Yeah, so there are typically attorneys involved, right, on both sides.
Yes,
So
of course.
yeah, so some of those things are done by the attorneys, but we are there along the way from beginning to end. So
Okay.
we don't let go until everything is done, and then
Everything's
we
signed.
get to integration. That's where we let go. Yeah.
Okay. And you remind me again, how many years you said you've been now in Logisyn totally?
So I've been in Logisyn since 2020, so 5 years.
5 years
Yeah,
already.
over
That,
5 years. Yeah, and
but I certainly can, and so can the viewers see that you look like a happy camper, so to speak.
yeah,
So
absolutely.
things must be going good. Finally, one of the last questions here. You said it in a way before. The market looks good also for you, even with the turbulence. You believe there's a lot of room to maneuver for you for mergers and acquisitions still, right?
Yeah, I think so, because it's important to note also that, when you're thinking about selling, you don't just wake up one morning and say, okay, I think I'm gonna sell my company today.
No, it's building.
These are long-term plannings, right? And the same if you're looking to grow through acquisitions. So it's not something that's so much impacted by what's happening right now. Of course, it's gonna create some additional thoughts about it and stuff like that, but mergers and acquisitions is really long-term planning.
Yeah.
When we look at, like I said, we have some very, very savvy and professional people that we, in the industry, and they fully understand that there are bumps on the road. There are things that happen like this in the industry, and this too shall pass, right? So we'll get on the other side of that. And if you are looking at buying a solid company, it'll continue to be solid,
Yeah.
even if there's a slight dip, maybe because of some tariffs. It's going to bounce back. So, so I don't see that being, other than a small speed bump
Right. On the road.
in
Okay.
the future. Yeah.
That's very good. No, but you certainly, I met you before, Michael, and you're part of our separate network. So I certainly know you know your business. And I suppose, in essence, that is the key selling point for you in Logisyn. I mean, you know logistics. I mean,
Right.
yeah, I
Yeah,
guess that
that's what we
that's.
do.
To put
Yeah.
it simple, so to speak. Very
Yeah.
good. I want to formally thank you very much for this great interview, Michael.
Thank you, Bo. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. And
Yeah.
to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Michael Olesen, the MD at Logisyn Advisors, based in Chicago, the US. And he's the man to go to whenever you want to sell or buy. And of course, you must continue to read Project Cargo Weekly. That helps. So, from me, over and out, and until the next issue. Thank you.